Hello, Potters. Welcome to Cospod.
I hear the Peer Gynt suite in my head, the sunrise music that you always hear in the cartoons. As you do that, I'm hearing the da 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 da. The sun is rising over a new day in the world of Cospod.
There you go. Making it something new and different.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of sun after all the, you know, thunderstorms we just went through.
And the humidity,
which,
yay!
I'm not complaining. We really needed the rain.
Rain, yeah.
Not to mention that we have a cold front sitting on top of us at the moment. And it's supposed to be 62 degrees tomorrow morning.
Which is great, except now my car is going to look like crap for the next 2 weeks.
my vehicle has looked like crap forever. Literally, because the birds see a white car and go, you know,
Target.
We need to fix that.
They do that because I have a black car, so of course it's immediately Target.
I'm really glad they don't do that with cosplayers who are in all white or all black costumes.
Oh my God. I have not had that happen to me before, but I have had a bird poop on me while I was standing outside, and that like freaked me the F out.
Yeah, I have also been gifted.
You've been endowed with being a wonderful gift of a bird poo.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a wonderful gift, but I have been gifted. I have been endowed with a gift, maybe not a wonderful gift. It was at the zoo, so it, you know, they kind of had an excuse.
Oh, okay, yeah, it kind of happens. I'm surprised, since I went to, for my undergrad, I went to Baylor, and it's literally known as, like, bird town. Like, you can't go half a step without seeing a billion birds over your head. And they always, I mean, they had a special crew just at Baylor whose job was to circle the campus and shoot off a gun to try to scare away the birds. I am surprised in my 4 years there that I never got pooped on.
They actually have sound cannons near the police station in Carrollton whose sole purpose is to keep the birds away.
And
they
actually have, surprised by this?
They actually have to have special signs nearby to say, there are air cannons in the area. You may periodically hear them go off just so people don't freak out.
Yeah, it's like, there's a gunshot. No, it's the air cannon. They're trying to scare away the damn birds. Yeah. Oh, this is a lovely way to start an episode. We're talking about poop.
Just wait till the after session, listeners.
Yay!
At any rate, we have an interesting episode for you today. I was the guinea pig this time around, and Val graciously offered to help me make a duct tape dummy of myself. Which is to say, basically, she wrapped me in a whole bunch of duct tape. And then someone came and knocked on my door. In fact, you can actually hear and see it in the recording. Actually, no, I think that we turned off the recording, but yeah, solicitors came and knocked on my door, like, right after she finished.
When we were starting, it was something like that, and it was just like, what?
It's like, yeah, just don't answer the door. They really don't need to see this. My neighbors already think I'm really weird. Mostly because I go out on my porch periodically wearing, you know, a respirator so that I can do fiberglassing work. So we have the full tutorial for you. There is kind of random tangential chatter, just so that there's not dead space as you watch the tutorial, so you'll kind of hear us talk about random things.
But they're mostly cosplay related.
Yes. Yes, it is mostly cosplay related, as we try to be on this show. So we have that for you, and also we have a special after session for you guys today. We actually recorded last night from when we're taping this. It'll be a couple nights by the time you guys see this. But we sat down as guests of CosCast and talked all about Heroes of Cosplay for 2 hours.
2+ hours. We had like 240 on that one.
Yes.
It was greatness.
It was an awesome time. It was a lot of fun. We covered a lot of ground. It is solid content. It's not just a giant rant. It's not... You know, it's not all completely emotional. We actually do have points that we talk about. And it's well worth a listen. So after the show, stick around for the after session, which we will put this one time only in the feed. So those of you on the iTunes feed are actually going to get the after session. We don't normally do that, but for this episode, we're going to go ahead and do that. It will also be on the website like it normally is. As soon as I don't have mounds of homework sitting over my head, I will update the website.
And as soon as Val actually sits down and renders the video.
That too.
I kind of have to do my job too.
I can put up animated stick figures.
You could, and that could be very, actually...
Order of the stick, speaking of stick figures, if you want to know how epic stick figures can be, go check out the comic, the web comic, Order of the Stick, which, yes, you can get it in physical book form, but mostly it's online. It is a role-playing game-based comic, and it is full of awesome. So go watch Order of the Stick. And go listen to Coscast while you're at it.
There you go.
Highly recommend it. It is good times. So, with that, on to the tutorials.
Hi, Potters. This is going to be a torture session.
Wait, hang on. That's better.
Anyways, we are about to show you the process live of making a duct tape dummy.
For Amber.
Which is me. I will be the dummy in this demonstration, simply because I need one. And the reason that you make duct tape dummies is, of course, to have a custom mold of your body in a safe fashion, meaning not using plaster of Paris directly on your body or fiberglass. Don't. And you
Why
can...
Why would you fiberglass?
Because it is very hard.
I don't know of anybody who would willingly stand there and be like, yes, put fiberglass on me.
Not directly on your skin, on a shirt. Because that's what you do with fiberglass. You put it in cloth.
I don't want to know that.
There's a reason they say don't take hair dryers in the bathtub, okay? So anyways, you use a duct tape dummy as a custom mold of your body so that you can make things that actually fit you. Like armor or accessories or custom fitting clothing for sewing purposes. That sort of thing. And since I'm going to be making a boatload of armor in this next year, it's time for me to get one. So,
yay.
Hopefully Val is not angry. She's going to wrap me in a bunch of duct tape.
I didn't sleep very well last night, so let's see what happens.
So, of course, the materials you need are an old shirt that you're willing to sacrifice, because this is going to literally be cut off your body when you are done. And you need... A few rolls of duct tape, you know, 2 to 3, depending on how big you are and how far down your body you want the duct tape dummy to extend. You can choose to do arms if you want to. If you do that, make sure you wear a long sleeve shirt, unless you wish to wax using duct tape your arms.
Oh, that's horrible. You can
Which
also,
would be painful.
So you can also do, and I've done this before, is you can cut up a trash bag, you can use cling wrap on yourself. That works too. It comes off just as easily.
Yep. And basically, you just... put layers of tape around your body until it is somewhat nice and stiff so that the person in it cannot move. And then you cut a seam up the back of the person without cutting the person.
I'm a good cutter, I promise.
You take it off your body, tape it back up. You know, you tape up the seam that you just cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stuff it with something fairly firm because you want it to keep its shape. And then you have duct tape dummy.
Yay! And there are a couple different ways of taping. This particular method that I'm going to be doing is one of my favorites, and it works for both men and women. For women, you're going to start at underneath the bust line and move down. And if you're a man, you're just going to start at the center of your chest and move down. That's really the only difference.
And for women, make sure that you are binding, if that is what you want, across the chest tightly with the duct tape, if that is how you're going to, you know, manufacture your stuff. If you do not intend to bind, make sure that you don't, because otherwise your armor and your clothing will not fit correctly, because you'll think that you have a smaller bust than you do. So also, wear your supportive undergarments when you do this.
It's very helpful.
Yes. So
I get more accurate measurement of yourself.
Yes. And of course, we know, you know, measurements will change
periodically
through life. So duct tape dummy isn't forever. It's a for now, but it's, you know.
It's good for a temporary solution, especially over the next year. It'll definitely get used.
It's better than commercial dress forms if you have oddball proportions.
Exactly.
So. Ready?
Here we go.
Yay!
Okay, so first things is, I was just putting your arms up like this. I know most people do it like this, but I... Oh God, this is gonna go really well. But here's my thing: when you put your arms up like this, it completely changes your body
shape. It distorts
shape,
your shape.
And distorts your shape. The fat goes in weird ass places. Whereas if you do it like this, this is probably more normal. This is more relaxed.
Right. You probably want shoulder level when you do this.
Exactly.
No higher, no lower.
And also have a friend who is nice and comfortable that you don't mind letting tape you up.
Yes.
In the first couple, I'm able to go around her, so this will be interesting.
Right.
So, Amber, how was your week at work?
Oh, my God. I took a day off, and I came back to quite a bit of work, which is nice in a way, because our company is growing very, very quickly.
Well, good.
Which means I have a lot of things to keep me busy. However, at the same time, I'm kind of hoping that Santa brings me a few extra co-workers.
See, that's the problem that we've been having, because my supervisor has been out on his honeymoon, which is congratulations to him. I'm very happy for him. Great, he's found a nice quality, but you know what? It's a lot of extra work for me. Well, he's gone for 2.5 weeks.
I'm just waiting for, because we've hired a whole bunch of new people in our office. Not in my department, but we've hired a whole bunch of new people. I'm just waiting for them to kind of figure out that I'm the quirk in the office.
Yes.
That I wear the wacky costumes and the wacky wigs and such. Speaking of wacky colors, hopefully those at Pride this weekend are enjoying themselves.
Yes, I hope that they are too. I've seen some pictures already. They've been very interesting.
But we actually just had a mild cold front come through in Dallas, so the weather is actually nicer than it has been outside for a parade.
So, especially for Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully that will help them out. Although, it's a little bit less humid outside, which is also a wonderful thing.
Fantastic. Especially for us freaking cosplayers.
Also, I was working outside this morning because I bought something called plastic metal, which, for those who follow my Facebook, you can always see what I'm working on because I tend to blog about it. But I just saw it in the automotive section at Walmart and went, new chemical. I should experiment with this.
I love how that's your first reaction. Ooh, something new and shiny. I must experiment.
Well, when it has...
That's a chemical, no less.
Everything's a chemical.
If you know what I mean, when it's possibly flammable.
When it has a cosplay use, which plastic metal really has a cosplay use since people are forever trying to find the cheapest, lightest, strongest material that you need the least of to make stuff. It's like, you know, plastic metal sounds light, sounds like you wouldn't need much of it, sounds like it will harden pretty darn hard. You know, it's $6 a tube, that's pretty cheap.
That is pretty cheap.
And it's like, okay, for the sake of science and cosplay, you know, someone's gotta do it, otherwise, you know, who would know that we could use paper mache for armor if someone hadn't done it?
This is very true, and needless to say, the last armor I did was paper mache. Yay! Now I'm on to craft foam. I have grown up.
Craft foam is literally a crafter's best friend.
I love craft foam. My armor looks so cool, too. It's so simple, but man, it's so pretty and awesome.
Unfortunately, plastic metal is not something you can use for armor.
Unfortunately
Simply
not.
Because there's not enough of it. It's not meant to be used like Bondo or like fiberglass. It's meant literally as a small hole filler that gets really, really hard. So I used it as a joint reinforcer for my Vicento blade so that it wouldn't fall apart. So with the less humidity, you know, now we'll see how that goes. It should dry faster since the humidity is low outside.
Thank goodness for that.
I was going to fiberglass and then I was like, you know, I have a lot of homework to do today. I really don't need to have a headache for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, especially from fiberglass, which is why I asked before I came over if it was safe for me to do so.
I will always warn people when I have been crafting with chemicals that are extremely smelly indoors. Which, you know, unfortunately, the way my patio is pointed, my patio points south. So I get the massive south winds that are perpetually blowing through Dallas.
Exactly.
And it makes my life very difficult when I'm trying to craft outside because everything is just blowing back into my face, both what I'm working on and the fumes, which is lovely. I was hoping it would rain yesterday too.
I know, right?
It's like, yeah, we have all this. In fact, for the next week, we have good chances for rain every day for the next week. And I was like,
Which is so fantastic and awesome and greatness.
Yes, it means I'm going to be indoors, but given the amount of homework I have this week to keep me busy, I'm going to be indoors anyway.
All right, so that the cosplaying audience out there can see what I'm doing. Whenever I get to the hip section, I always do it in little spurts before I start wrapping it all up, just because all of our hips are kind of funky. Especially for us wonderful ladies.
Yes.
Us childbearing women.
Also, something to realize is that while I am symmetric on both sides of my body, not everybody is.
Not everyone is. I know I'm not.
In fact, the majority of people are not symmetric, and that is okay. Just make sure that you're accurate when you wrap yourself. You know, part of the point of tailoring in cosplay is to make the cosplay look good on you, no matter what your body shape.
Exactly.
So if you're asymmetric, cool. You know, just keep that in mind as you're making your costume. That's all. It's like I have to keep in mind the fact that I am highly busty and that I have big hips.
I know it doesn't look like for me, but I do have big hips.
I was meant to have geeklets.
We are childbearing women.
Yes. Speaking of childbearing women.
Oh no.
Congrats to T.R. Rose.
Did she finally have the kid?
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, she did.
We were talking about it at Anime Fest, going like, hasn't she popped off?
Those who are on Facebook know who we're talking about, but since I don't have permission to use real names, I'm not. So congrats to T.R. Rose.
Yay!
Who finally welcomed her geeklet into the world.
So many bad cosplay ideas. We already have a whole Ace and Attorney thing going out for her. It's great.
It was really cool to see some of the things they used for decor and to do the embroidery, like the Triforce symbol on the bibs.
Yes, so cool.
Like, wow, man, they're really going to raise their kid right.
And hopefully they won't hate them.
As a nerd, as a real nerd.
All right, are you still able to breathe pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I will say something if I cannot breathe.
Yeah, my whole thing is a lot of people like to make them ridiculously tight, and it's like, okay, well, one, that's not
This isn't a corset.
Yeah, this is not going to be accurate to your body. Two, you won't be able to breathe in the hour that you're in the tape.
Which, there are people who do make duct tape corsets.
Yeah.
So, and I don't mean for dummies. I mean, like, for prom or and such.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean, more power to you. You know, you can use duct tape just like you can fabric, even though it is just a little tacky. And I mean tacky in a sticky sense.
In a sticky sense, yes.
Yeah. Which is why I like to use it when wrapping prop handles and for the plug and socket method when I make my sectioned weapons. Because it's nice and tacky on the outside, so things just kind of stick and they don't move. Which I have many, many props on my to-do list. And every time I see all these cosplay groups coming together this week.
Oh my goodness.
There's Final Fantasy, there's Sailor Moon, there's Clamp.
Yeah, they're trying Magic to get Knight me Rare. The Clamp one.
And it's like, you know, now I want to do all these different costumes so I can be part of the group too. Because I've never done group cosplay but once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when we did Slayers. That was the first time and the last time that I have ever done group cosplay. And it was magnificent, and it was so much fun. And I want to do it again.
Oh, good!
So it's like, okay. So now I have patterns for Sailor Pluto that I still have to adjust. I already have a Cosmos pattern, because I'm going to use the same one that I did for Athena.
Good.
And I already have the fabric for it. I just have to figure out what the heck I'm going to do for that armor thing. Oh, and I figured out for the armor stuff on Cosmos,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to put miniature door hinges, like right about here, so that when I bend, the armor will fold in half so it doesn't destroy itself.
Yeah.
And so I can go to the bathroom and you won't see them because there'll be 1 inch on the back.
That's a good idea.
And that I'm going to do that anytime I have armor or corset at the hips, is you can use door hinges with the hinge on the inside so that it goes up and out here.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can bend over and not worry about it cracking or breaking here at the waist. And you can sit down and go to the bathroom
and all that fun stuff without having to take like a billion things off in the process.
Incidentally, you can do the same thing on the shoulders of armor. You put it with
yeah.
a hinge here at the neck so that it opens up like this. So that when you raise your arm, the armor can raise. And then it will just sit.
We're talking about that with a friend of mine, Lena Armor. So that way she could better move in it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a breastplate or some sort of plate here at the shoulder to bolt it into the door hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is bolted into the pauldron itself.
Yes.
But if you use Chicago screws, you can take it on and off.
All right. Fun part. Yay!
Yes.
Booby time.
For those who don't know, this is called the X method, because it ends up being an X going across your chest, and that is so that it supports women where they need it. You know, being brutally honest here.
Yep.
If you tape simply going horizontally across, you will distort your own shape, and you will lose all the support underneath.
I know a lot of people who do that, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is why you do this method. I swear, right. It works.
Which, for those who do body wraps at spas, sometimes they'll do it this way, too. And it's just so that you get adequate support and the correct shape, which is the whole reason of doing a duct tape dummy, is to get the correct shape.
And that's exactly... I'm doing it in the back, too.
Right.
So, for those who are curious, since you can't see your back right now.
Right. Which I can turn around here in just a second when you're done so they can see.
Absolutely.
Which, I've been using a commercial dress form, you know, forever to do draping, which is fine. The only problem is that... Yep. And if you want to just kind of rub your finger across my touchpad there, because my computer is trying to sleep.
You don't want it to sleep. There you go.
So now you can see the back.
Hey, you're in good position.
Yeah. But sadly, most dress forms are not size C.
No.
They are size B at most, which means that when I drape, I have to kind of guess at the excess to add in the front. And it's a pain in the butt, especially when making armor. Because armor, women need a lot more space in front with armor. That's just the way it is. So unfortunately, duct tape's the way I have to go for armor.
And roll one is about to end. Yay!
Woo!
Tape.
Incidentally, I'm stuffing this dress form that we're making with newspaper.
That's exactly
a whole
what
bunch
I would
of
do.
Balls of newspaper. For two reasons. One, because it comes free from the post office every Tuesday. So I have a bunch of it. In fact, I have three paper boxes full of it. And two... What?
Other duct tape. Over there. Keep going!
Also because it's environmentally friendly, to where when I'm done with the duct tape form, I can just cut it, you know, cut a seam up the back, and then recycle all the newspaper inside. So,
we care about our environment.
Yes, plus all these companies keep leaving spam at my door that I don't want, saying, here, this new buffet place just opened up the road. Here, we cater. You should buy stuff.
You should buy stuff from us.
Dude, one, I'm on a health program at work. Even if I wanted to eat there, I can't for the next 3 weeks. And two, If I want your food, I'll go looking for it.
Yeah, exactly. If I was interested, I would come to it. But, I mean, I understand. It's part of their dig.
Oh, I know.
They got a market. Wherever they
True.
Can.
True.
Hey.
I just think they can save themselves the budget. You know?
You know how it is.
I know flyers are cheap, but do you know how many of those flyers end up in the landfill?
Too many. That's why I try to recycle them when I can.
Yes. It's just one of those things. It's like, yeah, you know... Especially with the whole Facebook ad thing.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going...
Hang on, I don't want to get your hair in the process.
Yes, please don't take... My hair is not part of the duct tape form.
You're good. I gotcha.
No, I just felt something else sticking back here.
Ah.
Okay. I was like, oh, neck hairs. Yeah, those hurt.
Those hurt too.
Yeah. It's like, you know...
Hey.
If you show me an ad I don't want to see, I'm actually more apt to actively not buy your product. So don't show me the ad, and I might still actually, you know, give you my patronage in the future. If you show me the ad, and I cannot make it go away, then we have problems.
Then we have massive problems.
Yes. I feel like I'm wearing a seatbelt.
Kind of looks like
a kitty seatbelt, you know, in the old days with the buckle on the front? Because yeah. It was a...
There was actually an episode of Project Runway where they basically took a bunch of brand new cars, they tore them apart for objects to make outfits with, and of course one of them was a seatbelt dress. Because that's the obvious thing to do.
Also, you'll notice I'm kind of opening my arms slightly. That makes it easier for your partner to wrap the duct tape around your arms.
Especially in this case, since I'm going to start working my way down there.
Right. And it's also a little bit more realistic of a shape for a t-shirt. Instead of having my arms down at my sides. Because, you know, when you fold laundry, you open up the arms of the t-shirt so you can fold it in half. Or in thirds.
Don't even know how to look at it.
Yes. So, when you do this, wear deodorant.
Please!
And shower.
And shower.
As they say, cleanliness is next to godliness.
Now, how far down do you want me to go?
Probably down to the hem of the shirt.
We will go that far, then.
And incidentally, if the duct tape catches a little bit of your skin, it's okay.
It's not the end
yeah,
of the world.
Yeah, you're probably going to lose a couple hairs, but it's not the end of the world.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
Incidentally, pro tip, do not use duct tape to bind directly on your skin.
Oh god, that hurts.
This mostly goes for women and occasionally men, although I've never heard of men using duct tape down there.
Oh, well, I've
hopefully
heard.
They are wise enough not to do so, but I have definitely, you know, seen stories of women who have used duct tape to bind their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is that an unwise idea, medically it is also a very bad idea because it will literally tear your skin from you.
Mm-hmm.
It will tear off layers of skin if you, you know, leave the duct tape on there for 8 hours at a con. So use athletic tape if you absolutely have to use tape. There are also special vests that you can purchase from medical stores that are for binding. Alternatively, you can use sports bras. You know, get a good sports bra, which, yeah, you're probably going to have to pay for. But, you know, you get what you pay for.
I know people who use, like, ace bandages.
You can use ace bandages. Make sure they are not too tight. You still need to be able to breathe.
Yeah, that's the thing. People don't realize you have to breathe in these things, guys. It's
and it may not feel tight at first to you, but as the day goes on,
yeah,
it will feel tight. So, also, if you need to readjust during the day, your bandages or your tape or, you know, whatever you're wearing, that is okay. You can take a break and go to the bathroom and, you know, ask some of your fellow cosplayers to help you because they're usually willing to help you.
Because we've all been in the same situation. We know
right.
how it feels.
Plus, you know, pay it forward. They may need the help at some point in the future. So, you know, pay it forward.
I don't know how many hair clips and hair ties I have donated over the years. It definitely helps.
I'm going to rest my hands on my hips.
Feel free to do so, because I'm done with that arm for the time being.
And, you know, when you have this done, it is going to take time. And your arms will get tired.
Yes.
You know, no matter how many hours you spend at the gym, that doesn't matter. It's actually unnatural for you to have to hold your arms up for long periods of time. Due to blood flow, for one. And muscle exhaustion, for two. So if you need to rest your arm places, do so. That is okay. If you need to take a break, that is also okay. It may be a little difficult for you to go to the bathroom while wearing one of these, but, you know, if you need to take care of business, that is okay, too.
As long as you're not doing a full body one, it is very possible.
Right.
It's just slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or if you need to have, you know, a walking stick or a pipe or a broom next to you to kind of, you know, rest your arm on every so often, that's cool.
Definitely be concerned about your comfort. I know it's a very uncomfortable experience when you're getting taped up, but...
Yes.
In the long run, your health is more important, so.
Right. And of course, you don't want to, like, keel over while doing this.
No. So, if you have claustrophobia, you might want to look into something else.
Which, incidentally, I am slightly claustrophobic.
I am,
But this is okay.
Let's see. Because I know well enough not to make it super, super tight, and...
Right.
I'm always making sure that people can breathe in it, so... Which is why I stopped to ask you if you could still breathe.
Yeah.
I figured you probably can still breathe right now.
Incidentally, if you do fall over while wearing one of these, it's going to be a little hard to explain to the medical personnel.
Yeah,
it can
totally
be...
Totally doing a bondage thing.
If you've seen some of the recent commentary on Heroes of Cosplay, it can be kind of difficult to explain cosplay to the non-cosplaying crowd.
Quite a bit, actually.
I was in a Home Depot recently... For those who have not seen my blog about it, where I had to purchase a pair of PVC pipe cutters, and I had to ask 3 different guys where I could find them, because they weren't with the PVC pipe where you'd think they would be.
No, that would be too obvious.
Of course, they were on the next aisle over, kind of hidden among all sorts of other tools, so I found that out later. But I was trying to explain to the guy what I was using these tools for. And I was like, I make prop weapons. And of course, the first keyword they hear is not prop.
But weapon.
It is weapons. And so, he's like, you make weapons? I was like, I make fake weapons for conventions.
They're props. They're not
out of, you know, out of soft materials because they're afraid I'm going to beat my fellow con-goers with this, you know, fake weapon at a con.
No, never.
And most of the time, if you tell them Comic-Con, they'll understand what you're talking
what
about.
You're talking
because
about,
most
yes.
people have seen the pictures of the random people at Comic-Con, you know, with their prop weapons and in costume.
It's Comic-Con's become one of those things where it's so big and important now that a lot of people know about it.
It's now a cultural phenomenon. Which is nice, because it kind of saves me a little time when I have to explain what the heck I'm doing. You know, it's kind of an amusing conversation to have from a cosplayer to a non-cosplayer.
Yes. I'm trying to not get your arm, but you might get your arm snagged in this one.
Thankfully, more people are accepting of cosplay and wanting to join in themselves, so...
Which is one of my things about Heroes of Cosplay. I know a lot of us are giving it a load of crap, and we'll be discussing it, I know, in a future episode, but...
Yep.
If it can encourage one more person to try cosplaying, then it's done its job.
Yep.
So I'm okay with that.
Or perhaps to convince a cosplayer who's on the edge of giving up not to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you get tired of cosplaying. Sometimes you get really frustrated with a cosplayer.
Been there.
Sometimes you may end up going in for the competition, like one of the Heroes of Cosplay did, one of the people on Heroes of Cosplay, and you're going to lose several times before you win, unless you're really lucky. And that can get really frustrating really quickly. And sometimes you just feel like you want to quit.
Mm-hmm. Happens to every single one of us. I can 100% guarantee this. Because none of us are perfect.
Yep. I feel like I'm wearing a vinyl corset now.
Still able to breathe and all that business?
Yep.
Good stuff, because we're getting closer and closer.
I was going to say, you haven't actually covered all of my chest yet, so
yeah.
Ask me again when you've got that done. Speaking of which, you know, when I have to bind, I do use the ace bandage method. And a sports bra. A good sports bra. Although on our channel, because we've filmed so many panels now,
yeah,
there is a panel on crossplay that was done... I think it was by members of Saucy News.
I believe so, yeah.
At Anime Fest last year. And it's a really good panel.
It was the one
panel
I missed and I'm sad about.
It was the one panel I almost missed because I left my badge mistakenly up in the hotel room. And of course the dance was about to start.
Yes!
And so the elevators were crowded and so I was racing up to grab my badge because... I, you know, was trying to tell them I was pressed so I could sit up in front and film.
And it was
this
just
was,
like, ah! Yeah.
This was back before we had the Canon, incidentally. So it was just my little point-and-shoot Fuji. Which, my poor Fuji. It is a great camera. It does not do very well in hotels because of the light.
The lighting is so horrible. Oh my goodness. I spent, 30 minutes both days of the contest having to adjust for the lighting. It was ridiculously horrible. But I didn't feel so bad because the DSLR guys had to do the exact same thing.
Because, of course, part of the whole point of photography is to enhance your subjects, to make them look good.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you spend a lot of time coordinating all of the different factors, lighting, exposure, that sort of thing, to make your subjects look as good as possible, both for you and for them.
Yeah, Val has given up caring about her pants. She's sticking with Yvonne.
I keep wanting to say, I am Batman.
Yes, you do that.
Except I don't have the voice for it.
Bruce Wayne.
For the longest time in school, I thought I was an alto. And then, of course, the vocal teacher in college... Started, you know, playing a couple notes on the piano, going, okay, you know, slide up to this note. Okay, slide up to this note. Okay, slide up to this note. You're a soprano, thank you very much.
Touch.
And I was like, oh.
Oh!
Okay then. Sure.
I did not know this.
I did not know this!
They don't really test you for that in high school, though.
Well, I'm sure in choir they do, but I was never in choir in school. I was in orchestra. They don't care how well you sing in orchestra.
Oh, they never do.
They just care that
orchestra.
You can sing in pitch. Because they make you sing your parts.
Or if you're in band, that you march to the beat. And that's about it.
Well, you still have to be able to sing in tune in band, too, because you still have to be able to sing your part.
See, our band never had to sing. They never had to worry about any of that crap.
Oh, they made us sing our parts. We had to clap our parts. We had to play our parts on open notes.
Oh, wow.
Put no fingers down and just on pick a string, play the rhythm. They did all sorts of reinforcement with us.
That's pretty special, because, man, I never had to deal with that. But then again, I was friends with all the orchestra and band kids, so I didn't ever have to worry.
Well, then again, you know, to be fair, the band people had a lot more riding on their shoulders since they also played at football games.
That they do.
And it's somewhat of a joke in the orchestra community that string players can't swing because we have rhythm problems, so maybe that was part of it.
That would make sense.
Of course, I kind of only half agree with that statement as a string player, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's not like there's very much jazz music in the string repertoire.
Whereas in my case, I opted to hang out with the AV guys because wasn't really into the theater thing, wasn't really into the band thing, wasn't into the orchestra thing.
Laptop slept.
It did. Well, poop on
kids. Wakey.
Eggs and bakey. Bakey.
I'll take the eggs. You can have the bakey.
I want the bakey.
Which, they've done some really weird things with bacon, man. Bacon ice cream, chocolate dipped bacon.
Oh, they had bacon ice cream at one of the vendors over the weekend. It was fantastic. Ugh. It sounds terrible, but it actually wasn't that bad.
Yes, it does.
It was mostly the scent of bacon.
I was watching Iron Chef episodes, over the last couple of weeks to just kind of fill time as I've been working on things. Because I like having, you know, kind of noise on in the background.
Right.
And the episode I was watching had caviar as the ingredient.
Ooh.
And it was probably $2,000 worth of caviar that they used.
Oh.
But they made caviar ice cream.
Ew!
And I sat there and went, why would you ever? I mean, I know it's kind of a decadence thing, is you want to show off your wealth being able to have caviar ice cream, but...
But why?
What the hell, man?
Caviar is meant to be appreciated as is.
Why would you desecrate, you know, one of the most glorious foods in the world, ice cream, with fish?
Oh, that's horrible.
And not just fish. Fish eggs.
Fish eggs.
And squid eggs. You know, just make a really good gelato and you're fine. You don't have to be fancy.
You really don't have to be fancy.
Ice cream does not have to be fancy to be delicious.
Man, I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. Having digestive issues sucks. No, what I had was, it was a bacon and avocado gelato, which sounds horrible.
Well, it sounds horrible as gelato. If it was by itself, like in a sandwich, I'd be like, oh, okay, I can see that.
And really, it tasted almost like a sandwich. That was the nice thing about it. So I was like, okay, so this isn't so terrible.
Right. That's kind of what I'd expect.
It's like a cold sandwich, basically.
Right, it's a cold cut.
All right.
Which, of course, we end up talking about food when it comes to cosplay.
We are hungry people.
Which... I've already started thinking about next year's conventions, and it's not even October yet.
Well, I was already planning out my ACON stuff when ACON ended.
Oh, I already had next year's panels going through my head at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Which, go on cosplay.com, as I have put up the yearly poll that I do every year asking what category of cosplay panels you would like to see presented at ACON. And there are 18 categories to choose from, and you can vote as, you know, for as many types as you want. You can only vote once, but you can check as many of the boxes as you want. And let us know what you want to see presented at ACON. That doesn't necessarily mean I will present them, because I don't know everything, and I know that. But there are so many talented people in this community that I will reach out to them and ask them to teach something if it gets enough votes. So if you want to see something like vacuforming, I know people who can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll ask them to come teach it if that's what you want. Doesn't mean they'll say yes, but I can be very persuasive.
You got a couple people to do it.
Oh, yeah. In fact, armor making is probably one of the ones I'm going to resubmit. with additional content.
Yes.
And we'll go an hour and 30 instead of an hour.
It needs to be longer because you had a lot of great
We still didn't even get through all the content.
No, you didn't, which was awesome. That means it was so fantastic and wonderful that you didn't even have to worry about it.
Right. Which usually I teach three, and we're probably not going to do a live podcast as a panel next year.
Which is fine.
We'll do it outside of the panel track. We'll do it right before the cosplay contest. But that will probably be one of them. All right. She's not feeling me, I promise.
No, I promise I'm not. I know that looks really weird. I'm just trying to smooth out all of the bumps and making sure that it's
making sure everything is tight. And that everything's covered. Because you don't want holes in your duct tape form. Holes will make it collapse.
And that's not happy.
Right.
Sure. I'm going to go back through the front.
Which, even when you make this, there are going to be creases no matter what you do.
Yeah, there's always going to be something.
So don't waste your time trying to get it absolutely flat, because the body is a curved surface. You won't.
Get it as flat as you possibly can, but it's not going to happen.
Which, incidentally, once you cut it off and tape it back up and stuff it, if you want to harden the outside with plaster strips or fiberglass or Bondo or Ronda or what have you, you can. Once it is off your body.
Please do it when it's off your body.
Yes. And preferably in the shape you want it, because once it's hard, you won't be able to fix that.
Okay. So now we are officially out of tape. Yay!
Yes.
Does that work for you, though?
I mean,
as far as the length and such?
I'm going to say I have more tape if we need.
I think we'll be okay. There's only one little section right here, but how are you going to be... We're using a different colored tape to mark out certain key points, but I'm going to ask her what key points she wants first.
Right, because I chose black for the color, which was kind of foolish on my part, but it was what they had.
Yeah. Also, what color you want? There's more of the purple.
It's purple. So, obviously, you want to mark out important points on here so that you have a reference point for when you are draping and when you're making armor. So, examples might be bust points, both for women and men, just so that you know where the largest part of the chest is. Side seams can be useful to have, especially if you draft in halves for something like breastplates. Can you think of any other really important seams?
If you end up doing something a little bit bigger than just your chest area, your hips and your waist points, in something like this, it's a little difficult to sometimes manage it when you take it off your body. You're like, oh, where exactly are my hips on this thing?
Right.
So, but again, it's up to the person who's wearing it, because... It's your dummy. And it's just easier to mark when it's still on the said person.
Which, you know, we may want to cut those in half ways.
We will be.
Just so it's not quite as thick, because I don't want to mistake where my, you know, waistline is.
Exactly.
Because the waistline is really important when draping and when making armor.
Yay! By the way, Val still sucks at ripping tape, so she has to use scissors.
It's okay, I cut my duct tape too.
I have to. I am the worst. I have tried for decades to learn how to rip duct tape. My dad has shown me because he is a master at it. I still can't do it.
Although, you know, as you put it on your clothing, you're taking away some of the tacky, right?
It'll be fine.
Okay. I don't want it to fall off of this.
It will be fine. Not to worry. I'm more worried about
Incidentally, I am probably going to not harden this dress form simply because I'm going to be heat forming over it. Huh?
Well, there's somebody knocking at your door.
I know that, but I'm not expecting anybody, and I really don't want them to see me like this.
Yeah, no. So guess what? They're not going to get answered. All right, so let's first start off where you wanted to hit first.
Probably side seams first, since you're over there. There you go.
That'll make it easier.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to kneel.
There are random people knocking at my door that I was not expecting, and I do not want them to see me like this, so sorry, guys.
That won't be happening today.
Yeah.
In fact, I need to make it a little bit better. There we go.
They can come back later.
They can come back later when Amber is
not
in bondage mode.
not in a duct tape dummy.
Oh, look at that.
Although usually door-to-door solicitation is frowned upon. Especially these days with safety.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
So much duct tape.
So much duct tape.
No.
They moved on.
They're knocking on the door next to me.
They have moved on and realized.
Which I don't know that anybody's living in the apartment next to me anyway. I think they moved out last weekend. Which, incidentally, when you have the duct tape dress form on, it's really difficult to move your arms. So yeah. If you see me, like, kind of having to contort my head, it's because I can't actually move my arms very much without seriously distorting or breaking the dress form.
And we don't want that.
Which, when you go to take it off in the end, and then you tape it back up, do make sure that you tape the holes shut. So the armholes, neck hole, waist hole, when you stuff it, because otherwise the stuffing's just going to come right back out. I know that seems common sense, but...
You'd be surprised how not common sense
yes,
that is.
Yes, all it takes is one hole untaped and you start seeing your little stuffing come out.
And then you're like, oh, I was supposed to, oh.
Which, you can use other things to fill it. You can use packing peanuts. You can use actual batting. You can use bubble wrap if you want to. You can use cotton balls. You can use all sorts of things. Just as long as enough of it is firm.
Alrighty, so side seams.
I just realized I know how I feel. C-3PO.
Waddling around. Arms always up and out. Man, you have to give Anthony Daniels some major credit for that.
Oh, he gets serious props for that.
Okay, next one. Which one you want?
Less points.
Now, how do you like to do it? Because I know certain people like to do it only as the under and then center.
Center only.
Okay, center only it is.
That's really all I need. Just because that is the, I don't want to say highest point on my body because that sounds dirty, but it is where
look
I
look what you're doing right now. This is like total on bondage.
It is the thickest part of my body, both horizontally and width, so that's the most important part.
I promise I will not put giant X's on them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is straight.
It is.
That looks actually, so weird.
There's a little divot. Here we go.
There we go. Yeah, that's not weird at all.
I'm doing this for the fans.
If I had a reason to have a duct tape dummy, I would be more than privileged to have you do it for me. But I don't have a reason for it yet.
Yet. When you do your Dragoon armor, you're probably going to want one.
That's been delayed by another year because we all of us have decided that none of us know how to mess with armor. So we're going to take it slow and steady and do a lot of testing first before we actually get into it.
Oh, did you see my post on Regal Plastics?
No.
There is a local plastic supplier that does industrial grade plastic sheets.
Ooh.
They are $15 for ABS and $20 for styrene.
Really?
For 48 by 96
inches. Because I need to get some styrene.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a quarter of the price of Wonderflex and Warbla. And I was like, you know, if I can get enough people in the group to want this, I can do a group order from Regal and just go pick it up because they're in downtown Dallas.
Sign me up because I need some styrene.
I was like, okay, we can just have a giant armor making party in November or just experimentation day.
Yeah, mine's going to be for a headpiece, so I know exactly what I need it for. But, oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, those who have a heat gun can bring it. And we can just sit there and experiment with making armor one day and thermoplastic forming for props and weapons.
Okay. Now, do you want it to wrap all the way around the back as well or just the front?
Go ahead and do it all the way around the back.
Okay.
I may as well have symmetry. It's better to have it in case I need it.
Exactly.
Than to need it and not have it later.
And then realize, oh,
it's a lot harder to find those sorts of points when it's not on your body.
Exactly. Which is why we're taking the time to do it now.
Which, in the end, if you need to, if you find out that you really need something marked that you didn't after you've stuffed it and such, you can always measure on your body and then mark it on your dress form. Since this is supposed to be form-fitting, the measurement should be fairly close.
It should be a lot easier. Emphasis on should.
Yes, well.
You know, as much as it can be for duct tape. Ah! This is what I started. Now I'm getting to the point where my fingers are getting really sticky. Look at this mess!
Look at this mess. So horrible.
This is what starts happening after a while.
And of course, after this, I have to sit down and do more homework.
I get to go home and finish up my leggings.
It's like I don't even get to use the duct tape form now that I've had it made. it gets to sit for a little bit longer because I have serious amounts of homework to get done. I have to burn rubber this weekend, man.
I would much rather do the homework than to deal with the damn circles. I'm so sick of circles.
I'd rather do a little of both because then I don't get bored and I still get stuff done.
I'm so tired of the circles.
Oh, I noticed at Hobby Lobby
mm-hmm.
that they've started selling pre-cut foam circles and felt circles.
Get out.
They're meant for kanzashi because that's what you put them on, is the little circles. But now they just sell little baggies of like 8 to 10 pre-cut circles. And I was like,
that's
really?
Awesome. Someone like me who hates cutting circles right now, I'm okay with this. Man, I hate circles so badly.
Hobby Lobby has started carrying a lot more stuff.
They have been. I think they're really trying to compete now with
Joann's. Which Joann's is actually starting to carry less stuff.
I've noticed that too.
Which is unfortunate because Joann's actually has the better coupons.
They do.
And Joann's has a much larger selection of fabric.
However, when it comes to their fabric paint stuff, I have to get everything online now since they don't carry my favorite stuff anymore.
Not in the stores.
No. You can get the tulip, which is fine, but I'm not a big fan of the tulip.
It depends on what you're using it for.
Yeah. If you're doing, like, weird little...
Because their color point paint's actually fairly good.
Yeah. Like, let's see. They used to have puffy paints. I haven't seen them with puffy paints in a long time. Okay,
yeah.
So you're good on the back now.
Martha Stewart actually sells puffy paint applicators now.
Oh my god.
And
like,
the
they
tips.
Have a whole Martha
the
Stewart, like,
using.
Brush paint line.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculously expensive.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. I was like, it's just a sponge thing for $3 more. No, I want the 60-cent pack. Thank you.
I was going to say, or I just go to Walmart in the hardware section and get the disposables that are like 10 for a buck.
I know, because that's all you're going to use them is one time.
I mean, you might use them twice if you're really studious about cleaning them, but
even
otherwise.
Still.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other points that you want to mark?
Sightseeing. Shoulders. Shoulder seam. I have to think in advance about what I'm going to use this for making and in what pieces I'm going to make it. So I have to think about my armor and go, okay, what seams do I need for my armor?
And it's like, huh? Really?
That requires thinking, which is really difficult.
Now, the next question, do you want it as a t-shirt seam? Or do you want to do it more like a work shirt seam? Because they are slightly different. Work shirt's going to be a little bit higher.
I want it like you're straight across.
Okay.
Because when I do breastplates, that's going to mark the halfway point.
It is. And then if you
yeah.
want to do the other one, it'll be right there.
Okay.
It goes all the way around.
Yep. But you don't have to mark it all the way around if you don't want to.
It'll be a little tricky to get it under your arm.
Oh, right. Especially since I can't raise my arm anymore.
We've abused her arm to the point.
Well, it's stuck here.
Well, Amber, I gotta run, so bye!
I can't make that gesture in a family-friendly show.
Oh.
Although, you know, if you did end up having to suddenly leave, I can just cut myself out up the front.
I've done that before.
Because even if I can't maneuver scissors, there is an X-Acto knife right there.
There is. No, there was a moment where I had somebody taping me and they had to leave in an emergency, and it was a legitimate emergency. I was like halfway done and I was like, I'll just cut myself in the front. It didn't take any time.
Right. It's not like I don't have 10,000 t-shirts I can, you know, sacrifice, because
exactly.
I do.
T-shirts are a dime a dozen.
I have so many t-shirts. I keep trying to get rid of some, and then I acquire more shirts.
And then you acquire more and more and more. Shoulders up on this side are always the weirdest for me, because unless you get, like, the thinnest piece of tape possible, you can't get the curve right. So
right.
It always looks funky, but when you actually do your own garment, it makes more sense.
I say, worst comes to worst, I have masking tape.
And I've had somebody do it before where they took, like, duct tape and they braided it. And then they did it around the arm, and I was like, dude, okay. I don't have
that
type of patience. Sure!
Sure, why not?
If that makes them happy, then I am not going to stop them.
Of course, this is my workout for the day, because this takes some serious endurance in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it in my shoulders already. I'm going to be sore.
You're going to have some muscle arms after this.
I already have, like, somewhat muscle arms, but...
But we're almost done.
Yay!
Because even while I'm resting my hands on my waist and taking some of the weight off, my arms are still in an elevated position.
It should, yeah.
So, you know, it really does take time.
It is a cruel, cruel mistress.
Cruel, cruel summer.
You didn't see my post yesterday. Yes, it was the Bengals. You didn't see my wonderful post yesterday about Animaniacs.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Did it depress you too?
Not really, because I know that a lot of cartoons I liked are ancient.
Are very, very ancient.
I mean, when you look at the old He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, or Thundar the Barbarian...
Gosh!
You know, then I don't feel quite so bad, because I know that all of those are old.
Alright, any other points you want, my dear?
Not that I can think of.
Alright!
Here's the fun part. And there is going to be a time when I go off camera, or at least when the camera is not on me, and that's when I have to take the shirt off.
Because we really don't want to,
We don't want to frighten the audience.
Well, no, we don't want to embarrass you, that's what it is.
I don't really care. But I do have a job to think about, and this is a family-friendly show. Be careful of my undergarments, please.
Not a problem. I'm being very cautious.
Now, even though she's cutting a seam up the back, it's still going to be somewhat difficult for me to take it off because the armholes are tight. There is no stretch. So, if you have to cut multiple seams, that is okay. You know, just tape them back up. That's what the tape's for.
Getting closer and closer.
But you may also need help taking it off. You may have to have the person, you know, pull it off of you. Carefully, of course.
Very, very carefully.
Of course, I'm leaning my head forward to, you know, minimize the possibility of having hair cut.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so now it's somewhat loose.
Check your arms. This is why I was moving her arms earlier, just to make sure she had enough room to move it around and see if we can pull it out.
I caught a hair.
You did? Aww.
It's okay.
So what do you think? Do you want to cut the arms? Or do you think you want to try getting out of it?
I want to try getting out of it first, because I'd always rather try that first and then have to cut it, because, you know, the more seams you have to tape, the less accurate the shape is.
Okay. So, you can go...
I'm going to step off camera.
This is the time when we cut. Yee! And magically, Amber will reappear again.
Oh yeah, you got arm.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Darn, I'm so sorry. Not much, though. Just a little bit. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Well, I'm going to have to contort just a
little bit. There you go. Get that yoga working.
Well, it's not even that. It's that I'm actually medically hyperflexible. I can kind of collapse my joints.
Yeah, I'm double jointed in certain areas.
Which really kind of freaked out my strings professor back in the day. Because he sat there manipulating my hands in front of the class. And I just kind of sat there, you know, just
like, whatever.
Completely calmly. And everybody's just kind of looking at me in horror. Okay, so...
I'll show this.
I will let Val show that off.
Look! She didn't have to cut anything! We got it all done! And look at the inside. Oh, good gravy. As you can see, some of the fabric's been kind of pushed together because, again, the idea is to get it to fit your body, so...
Right.
It's gonna be a little tight.
Which, if you can toss me sitting there... Thank you.
Hi, I'm back again.
So I will, clothe myself properly...
And we've got just enough duct tape.
Well, I still have another roll.
Oh yeah, we got enough that we can do the interior and the exterior and taping it all together.
Well, I'm going to use masking tape first so I can see the seam.
Yes.
Duct tape's a lot harder to use in that way. So.
Ta-da! Hi!
But yes, that is my duct tape dummy. So, that was fun.
Let's go ahead and start taping it up and then we can show the final form.
Woo! We're done!
The holy grail! Oh god, that is heavy!
Yes, this is how it looks stuffed. Incidentally,
It took us about an hour. It took us just as long to stuff it as it did to make it. And the only reason why it took so long is because amber needs it to be super reinforced for armor purposes. Most of you probably don't need it this heavy or this, like, firm. Like, hold it up real quick. Ugh. It's ridiculously firm.
This is full of newspaper that has been compressed and recompressed under my body weight.
And a PVC pipe.
And a PVC pipe that I used to kind of shove it down. But it's because I'm heat-forming armor over it, so I'm going to heat it with a heat gun and then lean on it. So the dress form has to be really sturdy for me to be able to put force on it and not distort it. So if you're just using it for sewing, you can just kind of stuff it, so as long as it keeps its shape. But if you're going to use it for armor forming or any sort of molding, it needs to be tight. So now that we're sweating and just exhausted and I popped my entire arm in the process of crushing the newspaper.
And I felt
down.
That one hurt.
So we are done. Yay! So that was duct tape dummy.
And now you can make your own.
Yes.
Make your own best friend.
Yes.
Or worst enemy, depending on how you look at it.
Yes. And incidentally, you missed all the dirty jokes we were making. As we were making this, which is for the better, because it's a family-friendly show. But in the after session, we may spill some of what we said.
Maybe we should just kept recording.
No, we should not have kept recording. Anyways, thank you for watching. Hopefully you guys had fun watching me become a dummy. Well,
bondaged up like one.
Anyways, we will see you guys next episode.